Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The uprising in Libya continues, and the country's oil production has slowed to a crawl. The result? Oil is more than $100 a barrel, and that has the White House thinking about tapping the oil reserve.
It is something that has been done in very rare occasions. There's a bunch of factors that have to be looked at, and it is just not the price.
It's the White House Chief of Staff on NBC. If gasoline tops $4 a gallon, that could be an economic problem for the country and a political problem for the president.
Tapping the Strategic Oil Reserve. You can't buy again again. A strategy to help at the pump or at the polls. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, March 7th. We're going to be talking a lot about the Middle East and gas prices today. That's coming up in a few minutes.
So we dig the oil out of the ground, then we put it back in the ground and call it the Petroleum Reserve.
Strategic, though. Yeah. That's what changes.
What will the Martians think when they come to this world
They've been earthlings.
Let's get a check in the morning's top news. And right at the top is that spike in oil. Fighting in Libya and upheaval rolling through the Middle East, causing U.S. gasoline prices to spike. The national average for a gallon of gas is now $3.50, up 40 cents from a month ago, the most expensive it's ever been at this time of year. The rise is being driven by the unrest in the Middle East, particularly the situation in Libya. And let's get an update there from Tripoli, from New York Times correspondent David Kirkpatrick. What are you seeing this morning, David?
The capital is pretty quiet this morning after kind of a zany day yesterday filled with gunfire, mostly into the air. The press corps here is still trying to unravel the mystery of what happened yesterday morning. There was some shooting very early in the morning, an hour or two before dawn, in Bab al-Azizia, the neighborhood where Colonel Gaddafi has his compound. And what actually went on there remains a little bit of a puzzle. There's a lot of rumors about fighting within his security forces or some kind of assassination attempt. But shortly thereafter, and quite promptly, state TV started to announce a lot of fictitious victories on behalf of the Gaddafi forces fighting rebels across the country. And before too long, they pretty much put out the word that the Gaddafi forces had actually routed the rebels completely, taken over the country, captured the leaders. And for about 4 hours, all the Gaddafi militia here in Tripoli were just firing their guns into the air apparent celebration. So the belief here is that something happened, and the celebration and bogus news was conjured up to cover it up. But we don't know exactly what that was yet.
All right. The tension, the mystery, and the smoke screens there in Tripoli. New York Times correspondent David Kirkpatrick, thanks so much.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan this morning to assess the troop withdrawal scheduled for the summer. Speaking in Kabul, Gates says a small number of U.S. forces will remain in Afghanistan after the planned end of combat operations in 2014. Former French President Jacques Chirac goes on trial in Paris today for alleged corruption while he was the city's mayor. And Greece's debt rating is still taking a pounding even after that bailout package from the European Union. Moody's has downgraded its rating of Greece again to even further below junk status. Checking in the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,169. The S&P at 1,321. The Nasdaq will open at 2,784.
We're going to talk about the spiking price of oil and the political significance both domestically and the geopolitical significance across the globe. And also, Muammar Gaddafi. He sounds a little bit like Charlie Sheen if you went online at all last week. But is it a strategy or just his bizarre personality? And how do governments who want Gaddafi to fall and are looking about the post-Gaddafi era, how are they to evaluate what goes on in the mind of Muammar Gaddafi? In a few minutes.